Welcome to the Pearl of Great Price podcast. Thanks for joining us today. It's the 20th of June. And on this day in Christian history, we go back to the year 1966 and travel to Belgium, where the pioneering priest and physicist Georges Lemaître died today. He is famous for proposing the Big Bang theory of the origin of the universe, and his theories have helped modern scientific cosmology progress substantially. And as a scientist and a priest, he had deep insights regarding the relationship between science and faith. From an early age, he wanted to become a scientist priest, but as he lived in a coal mining region in Belgium, his father directed him to study mining engineering at the University of Louvain. However, World War I interfered with his studies, and George and his brother Jacques volunteered to defend their small country. Life in the trenches, in the face of constant shelling, focused the mind. And often soldiers found themselves thinking about deep existential questions. It is a popular saying that there were no atheists in the trenches. In the face of constant destruction, Lemaître spent a lot of time thinking about the opposite, creation. And writing a letter to a friend from the trenches, Lemaître said, "I have understood the fiat lux, or let there be light, as the reason of the universe." He worked on a document called The First Three Words of God. And it was never published, but it shows him taking great pains to establish an elaborate theory around the idea of light at the origin of the universe, inspired by the first chapter of Genesis. He read that the creation ex nihilo, or creation from nothing, that's referred to in Genesis, is a reference to the black body radiation, writing that physically absolute darkness is nothingness. And also he interpreted the waters of verse 7 in Genesis chapter 1 as a mass of lights that could then be condensed into liquid and solid states of matter. Although he was careful to reject the idea that the Bible taught science, agreeing with the Pope Leo XIII's encyclical letter Providentissimus Deus, and also with St. Augustine of Hippo, he speculated that there may be some biblical insights of scientific knowledge in a veiled prophetic way. And after the war, Lemaître was ordained as a Catholic priest. Before the war, the German scientist Albert Einstein had published his famous theory of general relativity, which is essentially a theory of gravity, showing that planets actually bend space and time around themselves, explaining why things fall towards the ground. As the war was coming to an end, Einstein had proposed a static, that is, an eternal model for the universe, including what he called a cosmological constant that cancelled the contracting gravitational effect that he had detected when the theory of relativity had been applied to the universe as a whole. Lemaître, in his academic work, became an expert on Einstein's theory of relativity, and he pursued doctoral studies in the University of Cambridge under the famous astronomer Arthur Eddington. Eddington had just observationally confirmed the theory of relativity, showing how gravitation was able to bend the light from a distant star while travelling near the sun. And the teacher and the student would become an important lifelong friendship. The Catholic Lemaître and the Quaker Eddington got along very well, especially in an environment where it could be prejudicial to admit to having a faith. On his return to Belgium in 1925, Lemaître took up a teaching post at the University of Louvain And he demonstrated evidence that the space between galaxies was expanding. This was a revolutionary idea at the time, and it went unnoticed. But he had a chance to talk with Einstein later that year. Einstein accepted his mathematics, but at first rejected his physical interpretation. As Lemaître recalled, he said, "Your calculations are correct, but your physics is atrocious." Lemaître proposed a theory in which he stated that the expanding universe was the same in all directions. The same laws applied, and therefore the universe was not static and not eternal. He had no data to prove this, so many scientists ignored it, and Einstein was reluctant to endorse this extension of his theory of general relativity. However, at the same time, across the world in California, Edwin Hubble discovered that galaxies were moving away at high speeds. Lemaître was able to seize Hubble's dramatic discovery as evidence for his theory. He thought that if you imagine the galaxies rushing away from us like in a movie, then just run the movie backwards. And after a certain time, all those galaxies will rush together. Lemaître put forth the strange idea that there was once a primordial atom that contained all the matter in the universe. And he published an article in the British journal Nature for the general reader on science and technology in the December 1932 issue of Popular Science. The atheist cosmologist Fred Hoyle invented the name Big Bang and used it pejoratively, considering the Big Bang to be a religious idea in disguise. And for several years, there were strong debates between those supporting it and those who favoured the steady state theory of the universe, in which the universe was eternal and unchanging, as Einstein had argued. The argument ended, however, when Penzias and Wilson found evidence of cosmic background radiation, which Lemaître had determined would be the residue of the Big Bang's explosion many billions of years ago. Since then, the settled scientific view is that this happened 13.8 billion years ago. And the cosmic dawn, which is when the stars began to shine, was 250 to 350 million years later. The moment of fiat lux that so intrigued Lemaître in the trenches. George Lemaître had a profound but a very personal spirituality, and he was part of a small community of priests, the Friends of Jesus, who sought a deeper spirituality through studying mystics, and regularly attending silent retreats and taking special vows such as poverty and a complete offering of their lives to Christ. Lemaître was always transparent regarding his faith. No matter how inconvenient in scientific and academic circles it was, and he always appears in photographs dressed in the garb of a Catholic priest. However, he was prudent and he did not use his scientific position to proselytize, and he rarely mentions his religious ideas in scientific contexts. In an interview with the New York Times, he spelled out this careful demarcation. "If the Bible does not teach science, among other things, what does it teach, you ask? The way to salvation," comes the reply. Once you realize that the Bible does not purport to be a textbook of science, then the controversy between religion and science vanishes. He was careful not to use science for apologetics, realizing the futility of that. However, his drive to discover a universe that was intelligible can be understood due to his faith and his desire to understand how a loving God had made life. That's all from the Pearl of Great Price today. Join us tomorrow if you can as we look at the life of Cyrus McCormack, a Christian inventor who patented the world's first truly workable agricultural reaper. He wanted to feed the world, and he made a fortune from it, giving most of his money to charity. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Visit us on www.pogp.net. And if you'd like to contact us to request a topic or ask any questions, then email the show on pogppod@gmail.com. Have a lovely day wherever you are, and thanks for listening.